You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia. Danny, do you know how to take phone calls?
I do know how to take phone calls.
Then you will be the one, since Lima is out, to take the people to make them pay the troll toll for the possibility to win 2 Second Trivia. First, before you take their calls, let me explain again how the game is played. Well, gentlemen, as I talk like this, very weirdly, that you could win 2 Second Trivia and a chance to eat a bunch of waffle doodles or Roman burgers or waffle fries or whatever they might be. You can do that. Well, I said waffle fries.
With an R.
Wafer fries.
Waffer.
Waffer fries. You can do that. If you win 2 Second Trivia, all you have to do is answer 2 questions within 2 seconds each. So technically, you have to answer 2 questions in within 4 seconds, but it's not done that way. You want 2 seconds to answer the first one, then you get the second question, you get 2 seconds to answer that one.
Bank a second.
You can't be banking no seconds.
They don't carry over. No rollover seconds.
No rollovers. What it is what it is. Boy, that'd be something if we added that to it, but that would probably make the game even far worse than what it is already.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
we
Danny.
We definitely won't be doing that.
Do you know how to tell me to take it away and all that stuff?
Take it away!
That's not exactly how it's done, but either way, we'll see how it goes. Go ahead there, Danny.
First up on today's 2 Second Trivia, Matt and Wycliffe. Matt, hello, are you ready?
Hello, let's do it.
Home of the Blue Devils?
Yep.
One time I pranked my dad with Liz when we were like dating, and I was like, hello, this is the devil. And my dad's like, what? And I go, it's Debbie there. And he goes, damn, the devil's on the phone for you. It was like 1 a.m. All right. Here we go. Question the first, man. Where does Danny Cunningham coach high school football?
He's incorrect. He gave the answer. I have him in queue. I can hear that.
What? He didn't say the right
one. He didn't say the right one. No. And it wasn't in time anyway.
No.
Tough break for him.
All right, let's get going.
Up next, Adam and Willoughby. Adam, welcome to the show. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Ken, take it away.
What state did Owen most recently visit for a wrestling tournament?
Minnesota.
No. Better luck next time.
I was in that state,
but
not
it wasn't
for the wrestling tournament.
We do not need the MSN news. We need the call screen. It happens all the time. Go ahead.
Up next in North Royalton, we go to Curtis. Curtis, hello. Welcome to 2 Second Trivia.
Morning, gents. Let's get it done.
Ken, take it away.
All righty. What is the capital of Belgium?
Brussels.
Oh, look at the big brain on Curtis. All right, he's in the barn. You got it. Now you got to do it. You got to shake your head and tell me to take it away.
Take it away,
no,
Ken.
You got to go, take it away. That's how it goes. All right, Curtis, for your chance to eat Mr. Hero, what new summer blockbuster this year movie did I refuse to watch?
Twisters.
Oh, my God. Quickest we've ever got it. Not the quickest we ever got it, but ladies and gentlemen, Curtis, you have won 2 Second Trivia.
Congratulations, Curtis.
Woo!
Well done. Right. Okay.
What are you doing with your winnings?
I have the con. Let me make sure so I put him on hold. Now we don't mess this up. Curtis, congratulations. Are you going to eat a waffle doodle?
Oh, you bet I am. Absolutely.
They're good, man. I ain't going to lie. Curtis, thank you very much. Curtis in North Royalton, I have put him on hold. He is the winner, home of the Bears, and the winner of the latest 2 Second Trivia winner. Congratulations to Curtis. I got to keep these sheets because I was really left in a bad spot without Tone. No, I have my own sheets here. But I was left in a bad spot without the Tone Master General, who's left us in a tough spot because, honestly, I think a lot of people just want to hear from Anthony because he was calling people idiots and morons and losers over the Guardians questions last week. 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago he was getting into shouting matches with people?
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago. And now here they are. They're tied in the division. Right now, technically, I mean, Kansas City is leading
the
division.
They
have the tiebreaker right now.
Yeah.
And you would ask, you know, the whole question of is it over? No, it's not over. But there's a lot of things that are frustrating. And there's a conversation I am desperately trying to avoid. But it's at every turn. At every single turn I go to, I cannot avoid the conversation about the Dolans or the conversation about the front office. It hits you like a punch in the face every single time you turn around, and it can't be avoided, and I won't avoid it. For them in this trade deadline to go back to it, and it's explainable. Danny, it's explainable. I said Danny. Danny, it's explainable. Danny Cunningham in for Tone. They have little in the farm system. They have little in the kitty. It might be easy for us to say, let's go up and give up these players for players who might not be worth it to give those guys up. And you say we haven't won in 76 years. Mm-hmm. That's true. I would say that it would still dime out the franchise. They better win it, because if they didn't, it would dime out the franchise where it would be a completely unwatchable product, and our attendance has never been good enough to say that we could do that and afford to do it after the season were to go kaput in future years. But no fan wants to hear that. No fan cares. Because remember, I'm still not just talking to the general fan who might check in on the Guardians here. I'm talking to all fans here, and it's a blessing to speak to the people who are Guardians First fans. And they don't want to hear about any of this crap. So you owe it to them to try to put the very best product on the field. And it's the same old, same old. And I can sit here and I can tell you guys all about how the Dolans are responsible. They are sturdy. They are stable. They believe in keeping the team in Cleveland. When that was ever a question about keeping the team in Cleveland, which, by the way, at 8 o'clock, James Rapine's going to join us, where part of around the AFC North is, would the Bengals ever leave Cincinnati because of the whole issue they have with the stadium down there? So there's a conversation to have about that, because I read the Cincinnati Inquirer at 4 in the morning about that this morning. However, they kept the team in Cleveland, and I don't think any fans give a damn, because all they were willing to say, and I had to say this on TV last night, is all that they really see them as are very stable, very sturdy, very civic-minded cheapskates. That's all that they're going to be seen by the general fans. And I can tell you, and I will, I'll say the same thing. David Blitzer will take over this team someday. And when he takes over the team, he'll probably splash the pot a little bit, and they'll go out and they'll sign somebody. But eventually, they'll run it like a business. But all I'm telling you then is that there's no point to watch Major League Baseball anyway, because there's no way that any of those other teams are going to make those major investments. And by the way, the team that we are getting beat 3 out of 4 games on, at least right now, have made their one major investment just like we have. They invested in Bobby Witt Jr., who's, I think, going to be there for, could be up to the next 17 years by the time that contract's all done, or at least 14 years by the time that contract's all done. And we have Jose Ramirez. So both teams have been able to make their both big acquisitions, or both big signings. They've both been able to make their big signings. And then they're hoping that they can build a team throughout that can help those guys. Except Bobby Witt Jr. is obviously a hell of a lot younger than what we have with... Jose's not an old man, but he's younger than Jose Ramirez by far.
So who would you have rather been over the last decade? Would you have rather been Kansas City or Cleveland? Which franchise would you have rather been? Where Kansas City went to 2 World Series, won a World Series, got really bad for a stretch of 3 or 4 years, and now they're
back. The Cleveland Guardians, because I can't imagine having to talk baseball in the city of Kansas City. I'm sorry. I can't.
I would rather have the World Series title. I would much rather have a World Series title.
If you have to deal with
being bad, what's at a certain point, what's the difference between being bad and being mediocre? Because the Guardians have had a handful of years where they've been mediocre. What's the big difference there? If attendance is not good for a mediocre team, it's not going to be much worse. You're still going to get the same diehards for a bad team, except that bad team has a World Series ring from 2015.
I understand.
Cleveland doesn't have that. That's what I want. I'm willing to, if the Guardians go all in and win a World Series, I don't care how long they're going to be bad for after that, because the World Series would have been worth it.
I understand that is a terrible answer. I can only be truthful with myself. I've had much more interesting Guardians baseball than I feel they've ever had interesting Royals baseball. Ned Yost is a pretty fine guy. I still think that he did not deserve to win a World Series over Terry Francona or anything with the Cleveland Guardians. I know Buster Olney loves this organization, and he thinks that they should be rewarded for it, but baseball is an inexact science. And I would still say that over the course of the last 13 years, I've had a lot more interesting baseball teams with the Cleveland Guardians than I think I would ever have with the Kansas City Royals. I'd hate to have to try to talk baseball in Kansas City. I don't want it just for the entertainment factor. I'd want to win. So I know that that's a faulty argument. I know that 9 out of 10 Guardians fans would rather win the World Series and go suck up the room the way the Royals did until they got to Bobby Witt.
So, and now they're really good again.
And that's why when a fan calls in, and they will, when this thing, if it does go belly up, and I hope it doesn't, when a fan calls in, and this is the conversation Lima tries to avoid at all costs, and so do I, when they tell me about the Dolans, and we get to the Dolans cheaps part, and I sit there and I talk about consistency and stability, they do not care. They never have. They never will. A team that is 40-something games under 500, or excuse me, out of the lead and was 31 and 100 at last check, the Chicago White Sox still have won a World Series within, I believe, the last 20 years. We have not. It's an upsetting enterprise to be a Guardians fan. I cannot go against it.